Welcome back, Owen Benjamin. Hey, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. All right, let's read the mail. All right, let's read the mail. Dreamweaver, someday I'm going to get you through. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you guys heard that. If you're re-listening, you will hear it all. But this is going to be for Grabbler Football. Welcome to Grabbler Football, ladies and gentlemen. They have a nickel defense, first and gold. It's the Tampa Bay Bolsheviks against the San Francisco Sodomites. Oh, false flag on the play! False flag on the play! Shapiro has the ball. His hands are too greasy. It's a fumble. Steven Crowder gets on that ball quick, and now he's being sodomized. It just makes me laugh. All right, let's read some stuff. Shekel defense, we got it. Yeah. So we have a Shekel defense, first and gold. We're gonna do the coin flip here, Garrett. The coin is in the air, and nine grabblers have jumped on the coin. Dennis Prager's on the field, the classic penis driver. He's ran for 6 million fake yards. The piano is staying well tuned. It is. Intentional pounding. Oh, that's a good one. All right, just give me some stuff right now, guys. I need you people. Give me some funny jokes. Intentional pounding. Shekel defense. What else we got? Hit me, people. Is that for the new song for the show? Yeah. It's for the live show. It's like Grabbler Football League needed something more. No sounds, says Bear Bluigi Bear. I don't believe you. Shapiro fumbles into a Grabbler pit. Coin always lands tails up. Nine grabbers just, it can't just be about Jews, though, or else it's not as funny. It has to be about everything conspiratorial, like NASA, Freemasons. Too many men in the backfield. Not too many tight ends out there. Not too many tight ends out there. They've all been sodomized by Alex Jones. First and bond. No, first and gold. The Detroit Zions against the Cleveland Brown shirts. Fourth and long. Anti-Semitic defense. And how about the Detroit Zions have stopped the Tampa Bay Bolsheviks and now being charged with a hate crime. Everyone in the stadium will have to pay $300 billion a year forever. We got the Detroit Giants against the Tampa Bay Bolsheviks. Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Cleveland Brown shirts have entered the field. They've now been charged with a hate crime. Now everyone in the stadium has to pay $300 billion forever. Ben Shapiro is on the field, ladies and gentlemen. His hands are too greasy to get the ball. Oh, he's sodomizing Steven Crowder. All right. It's very funny. Philadelphia Smeagles, field gold, foot-long wieners, the Boston Boomers, the Boston Baby Boomers, the Boston Baby Boomers, bag on the plate. All right, let's read some mail. That's why I was originally doing this. Big Bear, when I hear young men talk about how they cannot afford the transition to living close to the earth and support a family, it just doesn't make any sense. I found a ton of ways to get around poverty, so if I may chime in, ask prospective employers if you can lay away tools through their company. They get to write it off their taxes, and it comes from labor hours, so it is off the books. Some employers will even feed you from hours if you often eat as a crew. Everyone wins in this scenario. On-the-job training can be a 1099 up to 6 hours per quarter without going on the books. If you can use those hours wisely, it is possible to gain a lot of experience and support yourself. You can literally use a stopwatch to switch between instruction and labor, but your boss has to be savvy. Some employers will have properties that need work, and if you prove yourself trustworthy, they will trade labor hours for lodging. Wow. Yeah, trust is so valuable. In your off hours, you can make these properties gain in value with slow, steady work. It takes discipline, but again, everyone wins. I love it. This is a strange one. Supplements can be as good as food. If you get a lot of well-cooked vegetables in your GI tract, you can get protein and carbs from pure sources like goatine powder or sweet potato complex carb caplets. It's cheaper to use these supplements than eat fast food, so they're good for quick meals. If you keep good veggies moving through, it is fine. I suggest learning to stir fry. Finally, look into work-stay programs. I've been able to see the world by simply having home building skills and the desire to share my other passions with anyone who wishes. I hear a lot of young guys who have become embittered by the society in the West and the women in it, and I can totally say that it is correct. Women are holding out for leadership. Yes! If you go to a faraway land and get the perspective of being a clean slate, you will come back with an understanding of women that you never had before and see your part in the problem. I suggest second world nations because they have infrastructure but are still fairly open. You cannot go around being a cad, though. You will be spat out. Anyway, I'm thinking of what helped me get over myself. Hope it helps. Way out there, Bear. Way out there, Bear. That was phenomenal. Yeah, you know, whenever I see these, like, MGTOW type guys being like, you know, women voting security over freedom, we got to get rid of these women. It's like, why do you think they do? It's because they don't feel safe, because you're beating off to pornos. Porn is the opioid. It's like the opium wars when England fed China all this opium and, you know, dismantled them and then took them over easily. Our opium is porn. Because it's like it's a moral ticket where if you pleasure yourself watching a runaway get plowed by a black guy for Jewish money so she can buy drugs, like you've entered a realm where you can't stand up for anybody. And if women feel that men don't stand up for them, I mean, men, you know, this is the life of a Western woman. They pump hormones into her from the time she's 12. So that she, when she fucks, she doesn't get pregnant by men that don't love her. And then they put rubber on their dicks so that they can pleasure themselves with their vagina. A man can pleasure himself with her vagina without any commitment to family. And usually alcohol is involved. And the next day she Ubers back to her apartment where she just sits there until the next time she's fucked by a guy whose sexual proclivities were shaped by watching untold thousands of hours of pornography. So that's why they're looking to daddy government for security, because you don't provide it and you don't. And every one of these MGTOW guys, the first question I ask is, when was the last time you watched pornos and how many kids do you have? And I was like, well, I mean, pornos, it's just so disgusting. If you're acting like a farm animal, just rubbing your dick to the images of just hopeless runaway drug addict women getting fucked by black guys for Jewish money. Like, you literally are no good to anyone. And if you suggest that a woman takes a pill so that she sterilizes her womb, and then you cover your dick with rubber so that you can fuck her without responsibility, she's going to try and get security from the government or from any group that's more conservative than you. Because it's like, just, it's not, women aren't the problem. Because look at voter trends. It's like, women married to good men vote for freedom over safety every time. Every time. Women not will always vote leftism. That's why one of the problems with women voting is it's motivated the state to destroy the family because they want to keep women in this pen. And so the most angry guys, the ones that are like, oh, these women are just, it's like, what is your role? If a woman feels safe and provided for, she will follow the male lead, sometimes to her own detriment. But it's like, that's why like a conquering army can take all the women, because if they provide strength, the women will follow it. That's what they do. You know? And so these men don't, I mean, they're watching so much pornos, it's literally turning them gay. Like, if you watch another man fuck a woman, and you just sit there beating off, you're rewiring your brain to be a voyeur and a homosexual. The Masons take a knee at the 33-yard line. Oh, that's perfect. All right. You rock, Big Bear. Thank you, Rhino Bear. Just a heads up, everyone. Easy with the emojis. Thank you, Bedrosian. Grabber. Sassoon family poisoned them with opium with the Sackers are poisoning us. They're not poisoning me. I've never taken an opiate in my life, an opioid, because I have free will. They're poisoning. I was one of the first people to talk about the Sacker family. You know, part of me thinks that I helped people. I was talking about the Sacker family before that lawsuit even started. So, like, don't tell me about who's poisoning who. It's like, I was on the front lines of that when people were calling me anti-Semitic for calling out the Sackler family for being 100% responsible for the opioid crisis. They also invented Oxycontin and patented it, and then they also did the same thing with the cure to it so that they can get the goats coming in and going out. And so don't tell me for a second that oh, you don't understand. Yeah, I do understand. But it's still, it's... Hey, BB, I'm at work doing demolition. Awesome, Sage Bear. But it's still you choose it. And it's like all these men that are blaming women, it's like I see women, when I see these women like marching for abortion and all that, all I see is failed men. And 99% of men are beating off to pornos. 99. Do you know what that does to your brain and your soul? And this is coming from a guy who's done a lot of whack into a lot of pornos. You can rewire your brain back. This one guy yesterday said, I quit watching porn, but now I always feel on edge. Is that normal? I'm like, yeah, that's called masculinity. Welcome to the state of actually being a man. You always feel a little on edge. Like, if you're not wiring your brain for subservience, homosexuality, and cuckold nature, which is what porn does, it's what you do to a male population when you're trying to take over and take the women away from them. You know, if you're not doing that to your brain, you are a little more on edge. Like, you are a little more like, what's that guy up to? And then people call you conspiratorial. They call you paranoid. No, that's the natural state of men. If I wasn't paranoid, all my animals would be dead. It's not paranoia. It's fact. You know, people are like, oh, Owen Benjamin doesn't trust people. He's so paranoid. No, I'm awake. Like, if the chickens were watching pornos, they'd be letting the weasels in the hen house. the grabbers throw a bomb on every play. Yep. BB, thoughts on Greta Thunberg? It's so absurd that I don't even want to discuss it. If you listen to a 16-year-old from another country with severe mental retardation, a girl, first off, men shouldn't listen to women at all for leadership. ever, unless they're children listening to their mother. When you're an adult male, you should never listen to women as far as leadership. That's not your role. That's not their role. And by the way, if you do that, it's a hatred of women. It's not, I'm not the one who hates women. I'm trying to protect women. It's not their role. Okay, no one should listen to children for leadership, especially with global energy. Now, also definitely don't listen to a female child foreigner who has mental retardation. It's so far gone that it has to be porn. It has to be guys watching pornos. Any man that listens to a foreign child girl with mental retardation when it comes to the climate and energy policy is dust. Like, the fact that you can tie your shoes blows my mind. So no, I'm not even going to weigh in on it because it's so insane. It's like, guys, listening to a lamppost is better because nothing is better than something that's wrong. Like, I would rather listen to a lamppost. Men that listen to women for leadership usually do it looking... Exactly. They're doing it because they want to fuck the girl. They're doing it because they want women to see fake virtue in them and then suck their dick or fuck them. They're all perverts. And this is what you got to be. This is what you got to be as a man, right? You got to be like this horse. When the perverts are coming at you, come on, let me touch, bam! That's what you got to be like. That pervert is a little globalist, little grabber, and he's like trying to look at the horse's dick, and the horse is like, get the fuck out of here. Watch this. Let me see your dick. Oh! Watch this. Problem, solution, game over. That's it. Just kick them right off like the barnacles they are. And, okay, any man that listens to a foreigner, a girl, and someone with severe mental retardation. And the funny thing is what she's saying wasn't even that wrong. I mean, like, as far as climate change, it's all obviously a scam. But when she said, I shouldn't be here, this is all wrong. You think? You're a 16-year-old girl trying to tell grown men how to live. It's like, any man that listens to a retarded 16-year-old foreign girl is useless. It's because they're watching pornos. Because people aren't that dumb. People aren't that spineless at birth. Like, my 3-year-old wouldn't listen to Greta. If my 3-year-old, he'd say, Dada, she's spooky. Dada, she's got spooky eyes. Yeah. Greta's a major downy. Well, she has severe mental retardation. I would guess her IQ is 60. She has fetal alcohol syndrome. You can see it in her eyes. And she's a girl, and she's a child, and she's a foreigner. But men are so cucked because of porn, because of perversion, because they want to sterilize your womb with pills called hormones, and then they want to wrap their dicks with rubber so that they can get in and get out. They can satisfy their little dicks without any accountability. And they're so fucked mentally. We're so used to this stuff that we don't even think about how insane that is. You know, trans children, yeah, it's nuts. Want to know what else is nuts? Pumping your woman with hormones. The birth control pill, they'll put 13-year-old girls on this pill so that guys can fuck them and they don't get pregnant. It's like, well, what about rape? How is your girl going to get raped? What, does she go black out at a party? Where's your parenting? You don't let your daughter go black out at a party. Well, she doesn't listen to me. Then you failed. Then you failed as a dad. You failed as a mom. If your kids don't listen to you, you failed. My kid's already vacuuming. The original migrant children. All right. Her Wikipedia states that she has Asperger's and other issues. It's like, why does anyone care at all? Like, I thought it was like an onion joke at first. Like, at first I was like, this is so insane that it has to be. And I'm someone who understands how off the off the rail satires came. I'm a comedian, and I've already surpassed reality several times with jokes. Like, I've done pure satire that has become reality several times. But this, I was like, this can't be real. Like, this has to be The Onion. A 16-year-old with mental retardation from Sweden is trying to tell everybody how to do global energy, and the UN is listening. Any man that isn't a disgusting pervert. I mean, the level of perversion is so high now, where these dudes are just jerking off to runaways for drug money. Literally, that's not an exaggeration. And most of you have, if not all, the men, and a lot of the women, have pleasured themselves watching a runaway fuck a stranger for money to buy drugs. That's the entire porn industry. It's all run by grabbers. All right. Mark of a legendary comedian. Oh, thank you, Toledo Bear. PB is ahead of reality. Thank you, Sergeant Pearson. They've been trotting out kids for propaganda for thousands of years. Yeah, that's why you have to just annihilate them. Fox Day's last stream was laugh out loud funny. I highly recommend you watch it. Retards are bad rhetoric. You have to just attack. Like, you can't hold back at all. Like, when they say, but the children. You want to know who does that? The Clinton Foundation. They sell children so people can have sex with them and then kill them. That's a fact. Allegedly. It's like, when someone trots out a child to try and tell you, you're not helping the child by saying, oh, we must listen to the children. No, we don't. They're children. They shouldn't even be heard in public. Greta should be quietly helping her mother fold laundry and looking for a husband. Dead serious. The global homo is the worst possible thing to happen to women ever. Women are not in control. They're in these little cubicles and they're getting their abortions and they're taking their hormone pills so that strangers can fuck them and leave them. And then they get put in a little Uber where another stranger picks them up and takes them back to their apartment that they can't afford because they're in debt. So they have a roommate that they don't really know that well, who's also living a very dangerous lifestyle. Guys, no joke, hand to God, I treat my goats better. My goats are more protected than a lot of your daughters. My goats, they're more protected. I spend more time on their fences, on their habitation, on their... Guys, I just spent several hundred dollars today on a new feeder so that the hay doesn't touch the ground when they eat, because I don't want them to eat their own piss. Okay, you don't do that with your own kids. And then people wonder why grabbers view us as cattle, because we act like cattle. We act worse than cattle. Goats... A rooster is more protective of his young than most white American males. Let it sink in. So step the fuck up. Oh, I don't want to be a helicopter parent. No, it's called being protective. That whole free range parenting, that's bad, dude. No, protect your kids. Don't let them be exposed to these things unless they have a firm understanding of what it is and how to fight against it, or else you're a bad parent. All right, my parents peed on my trough constantly. Hilarious. Majority of porn is self-produced today. It's not 1995. You're now banned. Do you know what happens to the girls after they make the porn? Do you think that their life is easy? And why do you think they do it? Why do you think women want to be watched by strangers and fucked for money on camera? It's because of trauma. And it re-traumatizes them. And then they have a very, very hard life. Because men... They don't know if a man recognizes them from pornos that they whacked off to. Now they're seen as a material object that can be raped. Yeah. It's like, the majority is something. No, it isn't. You think Bang Bros, Brazzers, all that shit is homemade porn? This is fucking human trafficking 101, guys. Fox Day is hilarious. Yeah, it's hysterical. He was like, if someone uses a human shield, shoot the humans, blow away the human shield, and then blow away the people behind the shield. Why? Because it'll stop them from using human shields. If you allow human shields to work, they'll keep doing it. Porn is definitely not self-produced. Even the ones that are self-produced, the thought of having of a woman for the rest of her life, when she has children, when she's married, that there's images of men coming on her out there for the world to see, is a leash around their neck. It's constant trauma. Constant. This is coming from someone who's been attacked by the global media. Trust me, I know what it is. I just happen to be quite strong and male. You know, there's articles floating around about me that say horrible things that are not true. Imagine if there's if there's images of people like fucking you. Like all day, every day. I know anybody that goes to my Wikipedia, any of my wife's family, anybody, it's like, oh, he's a hateful bigot. He hates all the hate. It's like, I know what it's like to be publicly humiliated, and it's not fun. And that's coming from a guy who can take a beating and pop up like a fucking NFL quarterback. You know, I'm not weak. I'm quite strong, resilient, borderline psycho when it comes to like the ability to take abuse. Okay, now imagine a little girl. It's like, and people just keep beating off to it. You are connecting to so much evil when you do that. And that's coming from a guy who's done it a lot. So don't think that I'm like this holier than thou guy. I learned how bad it was over time. Porn isn't real. All right. Can anyone guess the fate of that young man? Bye, Miguel. Go back to Mexico, Miguel. Porn isn't real. Okay. Well, man, you're so deep. You got a guitar, man? You're so deep. You got a guitar, man? Or is this all a dream and the dreams are all real? I mean, is it all just a dream? Porn isn't real, man. No, it's very real. I've known dead porn stars. I used to do comedy with some of them. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. Hi, Owen. I can't remember the last time that I handwrote a letter, so I apologize in advance for my shitty penmanship. Just want to say thanks for providing me with daily entertainment as well as positivity. Anytime. Your voice is desperately needed in this degenerate world. You're doing great, kid. Looking forward to seeing you in Dallas at the Flat Earth Conference, November 14th and 15th. Hope to see lots of bears there. Here's a super chat for all your hard work. Please use it to take your lovely bride out, or maybe for a little gift for her. She's a great woman. I hope to be verified as JQ Bear. Welcome, JQ Bear. Hey, JQ Bear, this is the gift. Thank you very much, brother. Ask my buddy Dave Weiss about me. I will. All right, what's up next? That guy sounded very nice. Here comes the nickel toss. Oh. Grappler Football League. The Detroit Zions just keep throwing bombs. Everything's a bomb. Here comes the Cleveland Brown shirts. Oh, it's a hate crime. Now they just outlawed the shotgun offense. Oh, here comes the Cleveland Brown shirts. Oh, another hate crime. Ben Shapiro on the plate. His hands are too greasy to hold onto the ball. Fumble! Steven Crowder jumps on it and is getting sodomized. Oh, wow, this is disgusting. Lost it. Going hard in the paint. How about the Butt Packers? Oh, here we are. Here we are. The Philadelphia Freemasons have taken a knee at the 33-yard line for no reason. No one understands it. These are are some real secretive Masons, guys. Oh, here comes the Grab Wars. Another hate crime. And the Pope is on the field. The Pope is on the field. Of course, he's wearing the red shoes to symbolize breast cancer, to raise awareness for breast cancer. All right. Next up. The Boston Bang Bros. The Boston Baby Boomers are on the field. They've looted everyone's pension. Oh, false flag on the play. Shotgun offense is banned again. Oh, it's a shekel defense. Ben Shapiro running the shekel defense. First and gold. Oh, the Cleveland Brown shirts are on the field. Oh, it's another hate crime. Sodomites are on the field playing against the Seattle Warhawks. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're bangers, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, another war crime. False flag on the field. Pittsburgh Bike Steelers. The Pittsburgh Bike Steelers. They're all black. All right. Damn it, Cleveland. Damn it, Cleveland. Get off the field. Not another hate crime. Oh, it's a hate crime legislation. Everybody in the stadium now has to pay reparations for the next 80 years. Oh, 80 years have passed. Oh, another 80 years. I guess they don't follow the rules here. Oh, by the way, I'm doing the stream today because my mail's really piling up and I didn't want to let it just keep piling. So, all right. Big Bear Crusher of Tours. Robear checking in. I wanted to feed the bear before the tour kicks off. You were spot on with the kindness toward the Jew thing. Kindness can soften even the hardest hearts. I know, because God is working on mine. When I was younger, I constantly craved conflict with anyone that would engage. Lately, I find myself with a great disdain for it, especially since arguing with people on social media is so common. I know, that's why I ban everyone that talks shit now. It's not because I can't handle it, man. Oh, he thinks he's got free speech. Ban. It's because people are now so sick of the noise. They don't want just constant bickering. They want good vibes. Someone just said, stop yelling. It's called passion, dumb fuck, and now you're banned for life. The Carolina Black Panthers. Sorry. Moon landing hoax kickoff. First and 6 million. Let's see. We got here, ladies and gentlemen. I love to debate and bounce ideas, but civil discourse is a rare commodity these days. In personal conversation, I will definitely express my pro-life, Second Amendment, and anti-global homo conviction, but otherwise, I usually ignore... Now, I disagree, though. You gotta publicly mock people that are pro-abortion and anti-gun. Don't just keep it to yourself. The kids are watching. But otherwise, I usually just ignore, stick to comments. I understand there's a purpose to your confrontational approach, and it's part of the grace on your life. Right. Well, if you don't feel like it, don't do it. I mean, some people can't handle the heat. I get it. The enemy of love is not fear or even hate. It's indifference. One of the things that I appreciate about you the most is you care deeply for people. Not that you worry what others think, but that you wish them well in general. You may spiral occasionally, but it's because you want people to get it so badly. Even that shows how much you care. Thank you. Recently, I told Vox that I believe I'm a Sigma and I'm recognizing some Gamma tendencies trying to rise in myself. He said I'm probably a Gamma and need to get over myself. Yes, 100%. After talking with my wife and a few old friends, they're confident I'm an Omega. Ooh, that's a real curveball. Which is wild, because when you read my previous letter, someone immediately responded with, Omega? I guess I just wanted to be Sigma. Everyone wants to be a Sigma, but very few are. I'm a Bravo. Who fucking... I'm like a leader of men who happens to not be Alpha in tendency. I don't know, though. That's up for debate. A lot of people tell me I'm an Alpha. And it's like... But I don't think I don't crave it. I don't want it. Like, I don't try and tell people what to do. I don't know, man. I don't even care whatever the fuck I am. I don't fucking know. I'm definitely not a Sigma, though. I like hierarchies. My objective wasn't to disprove Vox. Yeah, because you're not gonna. But to see how people truly see me. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop obsessing. I have a huge fear of failure. That's gamma. But I'm working through it. I'm an external processor, so sometimes I fumble over my words or realize I misspoke after the fact, but I do not struggle with habitually lying. That's very good. But the word habitually is alarming. I genuinely desire to understand others' perspective and to be honest with myself. Congratulations on selling out the tour. I know you'll do great. Laughs will be had and memories will be made. Can't wait for the documentary. The best is yet to come. Robert. Thank you, Robert. Robert is a strong bear. I know it sounds like I'm being hard on him, but it's actually good for him. Don't worry about what you are. Like, it doesn't matter. It's only helpful when it comes to dealing with other people. Like, if you deal with a lot of people on a regular basis, it's good to identify, like, what kind of male they are so you can adjust your behavior. So not to, like, lie or anything, but just so that it's successful. Just a heads up, everyone. He's with Bedrosian's great. All right. Hi, Big Bear. Meister Bear here. Like Bedrosian is a great Bravo. He's a lot like me. He's here crushing, helping, you know, he's like a drill sergeant, which is what my favorite role in life is, to be a drill sergeant for someone else. It's by far the most comfortable position for me in life is like, you hear the man, come on now, build. Easy on the emojis. Now everyone remember the Armenian Holocaust. Like, that's a great role, and it's so helpful. Bravos and Deltas make the world run. You know? Bravos and Deltas are everything. Like, and it's like, I am in an alpha position for most of my life. I think part of it is just my fucking height and my ability to publicly speak. But Bravos make the world go round, man. It's true. It's like, you heard the man, now move! And alpha is just... like a weirdo sitting, giving orders alone if he doesn't have his people. All right. I'm a father of four and grandfather of one, with hopefully more to come. 21 Rogan, tall, bear, and have followed you since hearing your breakdown of Caesar salad joke on Why Didn't They Laugh. It has been such a joy to watch your family, personal, and Christian growth every day. You're doing great, kid. You're a regular part of my day, and thank you for the influence you are showing young men everywhere. Blow her some jokes. Speaking of the plural of animals, like a flock of geese, sleuth of bears, how about a scheme of grabbers? That's great. We have the Daily Wire is a scheme of grabbers. What does that mean? A group of Jews. We may need to have a fractional unit to pair with a Rogan. So instead of saying 21.3 Rogans, maybe 21 Rogans, 3 Shapiros. That's hysterical. So there is a rhyming, but there's also assonance, where words technically don't rhyme but sound similar. And I find it interesting how funny assonance sayings are, like ass hat, shit tickets, or something like, I saw Glenn Beck in a cornfield with Crowder tickling him with nickels. Dude, this is funny stuff, man. Enclosed a gift to Ursa Manor. I didn't realize, but the Lowe's gift card has a ruler on it, and the length of the card is one Rogan wide. Take a look at it. Crazy. Are you serious? That's crazy. Guys, see, this happens all the time with numbers. The gift card is one Rogan. It's one Rogan. 3.33 inches, a Chinaman's limp. Look at that. That's exactly one Rogan. Oh, this is, for those that want to understand how big a Rogan is, it's exactly one Lowe's card. I mean, that's just insane. If you just go with your instincts, it's like everything works. Like, it's not 3.5 inches. That's one Rogan. It doesn't make it to the half mark. It makes it, look at that. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And it's not even like the centimeters are an even number, because they're not. It's a Chinaman's limp. You can see it. See the Chinaman's limp? That's one Rogan. Look at it. Yeah, wow, gravy. Dude, it happens all the time. All the time this shit happens. You come up with something and then mind is gravy in a few months. It's insane. God is speaking through you, BB. I highly doubt God is God isn't speaking through me through Lowe's gift cards and Rogan's. I don't know what it is. It's just maybe God just gives people a really fun life and everyone's having a great time when they don't cuck. Because this is just fun. Roganomics is trading dumpster time for DMT. Exactly. Look at that. A Chinaman's limp. 3.33. That's an exact Rogan. Think about how much I talk about Lowe's, and it all comes together. It always comes together. It's always coming together. 3.33 inches worked out perfectly with a Lowe's gift card. Mine is gravy. It's pure gravy. And it would be less gravy if that was like exactly 10 centimeters, but it's just random. Like, look, the centimeters are like 8.55 centimeters. It's just a Chinaman's limp. It's a Rogan. A Rogan is real. And that's exactly how tall Joe Rogan is. That's how tall Joe Rogan is. Oh, one Rogan is that. It's disgusting. Much love, brother. Keep crushing. Meister Bear. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Love it. Thank you. One Rogan. Instead of a Shapiro, it should be a Fabrizio. Chad is crushing it. Yeah, it's great. I'm not going to re-upload it. There's going to be like missing stuff in the beginning. But I like that you guys can read each other's like comments and stuff. I don't want to re-upload this. It's fine. I wasn't even going to do a stream anyway. Because when I re-upload it, you guys can't see how funny the chat is. Hello, Big Bear. I hope you are well. Recently, I moved to college in Denver from my small town in Ohio near Mansfield. Let me just say, big mistake. I knew college would be a waste of time and I wanted to make my parents happy. Baby boomers. They seem to insist it would be right for me. Yeah, because they're fucking retarded. They're living in the past. I run cross country and play in the concert band, but I'm already thinking I shouldn't be here. You shouldn't. Did you know that the marshals just arrested someone for not paying their college debt? Debtor's prison is coming back. To all bears who are about to go to college, don't. Unless you know you need a certain degree for a certain profession, it's not worth the mental, physical, and spiritual drain. That's not to say I've slipped into despair, however. Quite the opposite. I'm working on challenging the Jesuit priests out here to say something true. Nice. I'm about to wreck. Yeah, dude, you can wreck these people. As long as you're there and you don't give a shit, in class, just be like, that's obviously nonsense. It's like, how dare you? Just be like, I don't care if I'm here or not. So can we all just acknowledge that that guy's a liar? I'm about to wreck this Scientology class too, or sociology class too, and I'm going to help get a pro-life group up and running here on campus. Genius. You have to construct a prison in your mind for the grabblers and the globalists and the elites and all that. For their plan to work, you have to do it yourself. That's how tickets work. So if you're at a college, start a pro-life thing. So like, and people are going to scream and yell and bitch. You'll get through it. You'll get through it. And it's going to be glorious. Because all the people that aren't bitching and screaming, by the way, all that bitching and screaming, it just makes more people realize that what you're saying is true. I've been very busy, have been seldom able to catch a stream. I thought you should know you still have my support 100%. If there are any college bears in the Denver area, hit me up. I wrote a poem about Denver on the back of this. Keep crushing. White Chocolate Bear. Yeah, hit up White Chocolate Bear. Feeling good in the crooked city where people are empty but look very pretty. I'll sing it as a song. How's that? Feeling good. Hang on. Feeling good in the crooked city where people are empty but look pretty. where nobody truly lives or dies. It's a space between that's hollow and dry, where people have ears but don't use them for listening, where people have hearts but don't use them for loving, where people have brains but don't do much thinking, and where people have eyes they're always sinking. It's an evil place, but we feel fine. Nothing can shake us with God on our side. We live safe and happy, speak our minds, and plan for a world where the children don't die. It's great. Feeling good in the crooked city, where people are empty, but they look pretty. Where nobody truly lives or dies. It's a space hollow and dry. People have ears, but not for listening. People have hearts, but not for loving. People have brains, but not for thinking. And the people's eyes are always sinking. It's an evil place, but we feel fine. Nothing can shake us with God on our side. We live safe and happy and speak our minds and plan for a day when the children don't die. There you go. That's a great poem. All right. Much better with music, though, if you don't mind me saying. And I obviously did a little rewriting, but I was just shrinking the sentences. All right. NASA proving the Russians that people will believe anything you tell them. That's great. Love it, buddy. You see why I had to do a stream? I can't let the mail build up too high or else I don't get to it. So if this week I don't get to your mail, it's because I'm on tour and there's just no way. There's just no way I can. Thank you. Hey, Owen, just listen to your latest relaxing piano stream. I was excited to have such a nice stream to listen to on the way to work. Your rendition of First Day of My Life made me cry. My husband and I found out 2 weeks ago that we're expecting our third child. I figured my hormones got the best of me until I heard a guy comment, man tears, and I didn't feel like such a sap. If I could make a request for the next piano, Chariot by Gavin DeGraw. I don't know that one, but I'll play First Day of My Life again. The lyrics are really nice, and it just has such a happy vibe. Also, Muse's Thought Octagon. That's just an awesome song. I don't know. P.S. Watching you and Amy warmed my heart. It reminded me of me and my husband, just two people who can laugh together. Random fact, Gavin DeGraw was beaten and robbed in New York City on the way to try and get help. He was hit by a car. Whoa, he's okay. So we can have a laugh about it. Thanks again. God bless, Amanda. I'll play you First Day of My Life. Great song. I just got to get the lyrics because sometimes I forget. It goes, one second, guys. That's the right key. All right. Goes. This is the first day of my life. Let's start that again. Yeah, so it goes. Suddenly everything changed, they're spreading blankets on the beach. By the way, picture this being sung by the baby to his or her mother right after they were born. It's beautiful. Yours was the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before.
before I met you. No, I don't care, I don't know where I am, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know that these things take forever. I especially am slow, but I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, this is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I can go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. This is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you.
Isn't that just beautiful? Such a beautiful song. Actually, let me play you guys. Let me see here. I won't be able to log in. Great song. Oh, it's so beautiful. Especially when you know what it's really about. I don't know if he even intended that to be what it was about, but it is. People can think whatever they want. Art's bigger than the human. Will you be doing live streams while on tour? Yeah. A lot of exclusive videos for unauthorized.tv, though. I'm already getting choked up. Oh, it's a beautiful song because it's so true. It's just like, if you're a baby, that's what you would say. It's like, just think about this from a baby. It's like, yours was the first face that I saw. Think I was blind before I met you. Just like the baby, it's just unbelievable. I did a video, I should get it and put it back up. With all the images of my wife and son when he was first born. No, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. With you, with your mama. I mean, it's just so pure. It's so pure and perfect. I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And then, like, everybody's had pregnancies and stuff where you drove, you know, remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? Ugh. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. But this is actually more about me, you know, more about the father. You know, imagine a father going to meet his son for the first time. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up. That's so fucking true. And you said, this is the first day of my life. Glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I can go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. It's just so perfect. It's a perfect song. All right, more mail. Just to meet me in the morning. As if you just woke up. Oh, so fucking true. How dare you swear? How, Next person that in person says how dare you to me is going to get their nose broken. Dear Owen, just a quick thank you. Money for you, Amy. Stickers for Walter. Best, Erica. Oh, thank you very much. I didn't even see that. I'm glad you said that. Oh, thanks. C major then ends in D. Yeah, it goes C, E major, A minor, F major, G major, C major. E major, E major, A minor, and then D major, G. All right. Next up. How dare you? Crenshaw's at war here. Crenshaw, he sacrificed his eye for Israel. Dear Big Bear, please excuse my horrible handwriting. I'll do my best to get it together and make it legible. I've been a fan since the Crowder days. Crowder! Make plans on using my mug as target practice. I actually used the mug today. It's a good mug. You don't have to destroy a mug just because the guy who made the mug's a sodomite. I was literally drinking out of a water with Crowder mug this morning. It's a great mug. I'm a 23-year-old man, Pennsylvania born, from Kansas raised. Have reached a respectable 21.67 Rogan's, 22 after I've carried up my work boots. Nice. You can measure your Rogans. Here's a new rule. You can measure your Rogans wearing work boots, assuming you own them. If you currently own Rogans, you can say your Rogan height with accuracy wearing your work boots. If you go out and you buy some work boots because you're a little 19 Rogan, little piece of shit, it doesn't count. You have to currently own work boots, and in the work boots, that's your height in Rogan's, because Rogan doesn't own work boots unless they're just for pumping. Conor Ober's bright eyes is an interesting dude too. I don't care at all. That's the funniest thing. He's probably a little lefty, little bitch, but the song is perfect, and that's it. Oh man, I can measure with work boots. I'm 23 Rogan's, otherwise 22. As long as you currently own the work boots. This isn't a way around. This isn't a way around. You can't go out and buy your work boots right now because you're a little bitch and you don't work. If you work, you get an extra boost in Rogan's. I own 5 pairs of work boots. You can only wear 1 pair when you measure your Rogan's. Asperger Bear clearly says 21.21, 21, 21 Rogan's. Nice. All right. Joyful to say I'm getting married this January, hence the invitation. Beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate it. I know you are a very busy man with a family to guide, probably to protect, but my fiance provide for and protect, but my fiance and I just wouldn't feel right not sending you an invitation after everything you've done for us, for the entire Bear Nation through hilarious comedy, higher level wizard slaying, and all of the advice you have given us through your streams. Thank you very much. There's wisdom and logos in your life and in your teaching, and we are so grateful that you share it with us. Being fresh out of a 4-year attempted brainwashing that my parents put me through, there were times that I went to very dark places because something in me knew that I was surrounded by sin. I was all but atheist. Yeah, that's a common story, but I'm glad you're out of it. But didn't know what to do. By the way, believing in God doesn't even require faith. You know, believing in, like, taking the Bible as truth requires faith, which I have. But you can use a logic proof to prove God. It's logical. Atheism is illogical. All right. But didn't know what to do. Media made my depression worse. Luckily, I not only found good role models and people like yourself, found Jesus Christ again through his grace found in the sacraments of the Catholic Church. On that note, I will suffice to say that while I naturally would love to to try to bring you and your family back into the Catholic Church. I understand your trepidation with the boner hats. Is it boner hats? And red shoes. My fiance and I are Tridentine trad Catholics. It's all about, listen, that this is I'm going to make this point very clear. I don't give a fuck what the church is. It's, do you live by the rule of God? That's the whole reason that I will say nice things about Islam and Muslims in America, because they shun sodomy. They have big families, yada, yada. And then the more corrupt the churchy, and the more usually they spiral about that. When I say, oh, well, Muslims, a lot of them are base. And they go, how dare you? It's evil. It's Satan. And I'm always, my first question, is your pastor a lesbian? My second question, how many kids do you have? It's like, they're always the ones that are the most insecure. Like, okay, I'm not a big fan of the Catholic Church, but if you are part of a Catholic Church that preaches the gospel as it's written, that has a male priest, that encourages you to have children and to not lie and to not take, to not worship false gods and to just follow the Ten Commandments, then you are doing great. And I don't give a fuck what you call your church. It's the people in the church and how they live that matter to me. And that's why when people are like, why don't you just support Christians? Why are you always talking about the Muzzies being fucking awesome? It's a wizard slaying tactic, but it's also true. It's like, step up. Because so many fake Christians, I'm not going to call them fake Christians, so many churchians have so much fake virtue that they think they're so much better than Muslims just simply because these people call themselves Muslims and that isn't the same word as Christian, okay? How do they live? How do you live? I made a point, and I know it'll get backlash. Even they can't, guys, they can't help themselves. It's like stupid. It's like Greta, you know? That one of the reasons that it's important to know your skill level, to know your intelligence, stuff like that, it allows you to forgive and to just ban or not, you know. I would really dislike the people doing this if I didn't understand that some people truly can't help themselves. They've just descended. So I will say stuff like this, and they're like, how dare you? The Muslim is from Satan. They say the same shit about Catholics. They say the same shit about Mormons. They say the same shit about the Amish. And it's always in a response to their own insecurity because they're whacking off to pornos. They're not following the Bible. They're not having kids. Their wives are either on fucking hormones or they're butt fucking them so they don't have kids. They're planning their pregnancies. You're already out. Muslims, this is a statement I made that got so much backlash. Muslims are living a more Christian life than a lot of Christians. People are like, how dare you? It's all about saying the magic words. No, it's about living God's law. When the Southern Baptist Church does rainbow, the head of the Southern Baptist Church, I even did a post about it, has a rainbow that he posts and says, Jesus died for all of our sins. No, Jesus didn't die for people who have pride in sodomy. No. They're reprobate. And it's when you have pride in sin, you are of the wicked. It's not, have you ever been a homo, or have you ever whacked off to porn, or have you ever had impure thoughts? Not everybody's been a homo, but like, we all are sinners. It's, do you think it's good? That's the question. Like, the whole thing about repenting is, when you repent, you say, what I did was wrong. It doesn't mean that no one can live a pure life. That was Jesus Christ's role. The sinless man. The normal human is always of sin. The point is it wrong? Women can abort their babies and be saved. How? Admit it's wrong and repent. It's very powerful. So when people say, I have pride in sodomy, they are not saved. They have to say sodomy is wrong. They have to say whacking off to porn is wrong. So when you do it, you know it's wrong. That's the whole fucking point.
And so when you have Muslims, and there's a reason that's a great example, because it's a wizard destroyer. Because you're looking at, you're not looking at demographics. The media has done all this shit to make everybody either like think that the Muslims are being protected or they cause all the terror in the world, right? It's nonsense. When you look at a Muslim family and you see a man that has not given his wife hormones so that he can fuck her without a condom, and he's not beating off to porn. Porn is illegal in a lot of these Muslim countries. I've tried watching porn in Iraq. Didn't happen. And then people go, oh, they promote pedophilia. No, they don't. No, there's a lot of degeneracy in the migrants that come to Europe and America from war-torn countries. Yeah, a lot of them rape gangs. Greta has more to worry about in Sweden. It's getting raped. But Islam preaches God's law to Muslims and they follow it. And that is closer to Christianity from the Bible than most of these. But like half these guys are fucking like personal trainers, 35, no kids. Can't see Iraq and Iraq. It's true, Stuntman Bear. My gravy mind has been dipped with gluten GMO-free biscuits. Well said, BB. It's true. The man has to protect the woman who has to be the mother of the children. That's fundamental for every family unit. The family unit can withstand Satan. Single people can't. The family unit, man serving God, woman serving man, children following women and being nourished by women, children protected. That's what can beat Satan. And everyone knows it. And so when you have a Muslim family that can do that and a Christian family that cannot, I'm saying the Muslim, it's like, yeah, but they don't even say that Jesus, they believe Jesus is the Messiah. They just don't think he died. Yes, we have theological differences. I have theological differences with Mormons. I think Joseph Smith sounds kind of wacky. If you have a sustained family and you follow God's law to the best of your knowledge, you are following more of a Christian life than these churchians. The head of the Southern Baptist is posting fucking rainbow flags and shit. Sodomy pride. Oh, Jesus died for everyone. No, he died for the repentant. The humble. Those following the straight and narrow. The humble. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, it's like the narrow path. He didn't die for everybody, every butt fucker. You have to repent. And that's the whole reason that when I talk about Muslims, it's a wake-up call. You know all those people that you think you're so much better than because of a theological difference? Well, they have thriving families and businesses. They have protected women at home. And you got nothing but your porno stash. And that isn't a condemnation of Christianity. It's a condemnation of the people following it. No, dude, he died for our sins. You're now banned. Either you're dumb or you're a liar. Either way, you're not helping anybody here. He died for the repentant. You can't go, all right, let's use extremes because of dumb fuck here. His name was Lamo. If you go and rape and murder a child and say, ha ha, that was great. Do you think Jesus died for those sins? Jesus is not a pussy. He's coming back with a rod. Everyone will kneel. So in that Christian Bible, you know that he will return with a rod and everyone kneels. Do you think that that's a guy that died, that was sacrificed so that people could murder and rape kids and go, ha ha? The rainbow flag is pride in sin. That's the definition of Satanism. Pride in it. Saying this is good. That is not Christian and Jesus did not die for that. Once you know something's wrong and you still do it and you take pride in it, you're reprobate. And there has to be lines in the sand or your children will not be protected. Your children will be fed to Baal. Fed. And we're watching it all the time. They're teaching masturbation in schools in England now to five-year-olds. Five. Why are the only people protesting? Muslims. If you don't stand up for your kids, someone else will. And you know what? You know what? Women will follow those men. And when your woman leaves you for a guy named Ahmed, and all you do is bitch in your little chat rooms, just know that it's because you didn't stand up for your own fucking kids. And guess what? The woman was right. A woman will leave you for being weak, and she will follow a man who follows God's law to the best of his knowledge. You can have a theological disagreement all you want with Ahmed, but he will get your woman and your kids, and the woman's right to follow him. To know that a woman's place is at home and to be protected. And when you bitch with your little MGTOW buddies, you sound ridiculous. And that is not a condemnation of Christianity at all. It's a wake-up fucking call that you are below the people that you look down on.
All right. Luckily, all right. Your handwriting's pretty rough. I forgot where I am. All right, to get back to the inspiration we have received through your knowledge and the traditional teachings of the Catholic Church on marriage and family, my fiance and I are beginning to soak up as much as we can to start a homestead. And so then the Catholic Church is right for them, because the Catholic Church successfully transmitted God's law to this couple. Good. Good. Good for that Catholic Church. People who think God is in the church denomination will never succeed. You know, the Southern Baptists have been cucked by their leadership. Thank you. Spellbreaker. Yeah, and guess what? To say, hey, stop being cucks, Christians, that doesn't fucking work. Why know it works? Muslims are closer to God and Jesus Christ than you. And that's true. Now, are you ready to stand up and follow God's law and stop waving a fucking rainbow flag? Because you aren't better than Muslims who follow God's law. You aren't. You're nothing. Nothing. If you fucking cuck. You're not a man, and no one needs you, and no one would feed you when the grid goes down. If shit goes down and there's poverty again and the dollar collapses and the grid goes down, who would feed a man who can't stand up for his own children because he's pleasuring his dick in his basement? Who would feed you one apple? You have to have value. Value. Protect the women and the children. Be cool to be around other men. Don't snipe at them and bite at their fucking ankles. Or guess what? You don't even get an apple. All right. And you can't hide behind your church. A parrot can quote scripture. A parrot. A parrot can quote scripture. A fucking parrot. So if you think that you got the right answer and your church gets you into heaven, but you can live like a little fucking fag jerking off in your basement, think again. Because shit gets real biblical real fast when nations fall. Many Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan are illiterate. They go by their imam's teachings, which is why the jihadists come from... Well, many of the jihadists come from Israel. Yeah, there's some real fucked up people in Afghanistan and Iraq, obviously. But just like that dude who did 8 years in the Iraq in the army that I read a few days ago, most of them are just base people trying to serve their families. That's what most men are in the whole world. You know, and then you have your gammas. There's so many more gammas in America than Iraq and Afghanistan. And all the people saying, well, I promote pedophilia. Those people don't even go there. They've never served. All they do is literally eat and jerk off. The death will stink. The bodies will fucking stink of these people if there's a blip in the supply chain. If there is a blip in the Walmart feed bag that you fucking eat from, the stench of death will make you nauseous from miles away of your own bodies. Am I wrong? No. We all know I'm not.
Want to know who won't? A lot of the Muzzies, because they have goats. And no, they don't fuck the goats. They milk the goats and they eat the goats. As a goat owner, you're wrong for not owning goats. Dear Big Bear, first of all, could you verify me as Sola Logos Bear? I'm a civil engineer working in North Dakota, legend. But more importantly, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, sweet. I'm writing to comment on your piano stream, followed by intense theological discussion on 9/17. Hopefully I can bring some insight. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it today. I'm not doing Trinity talk. I hope you understand. It just isn't happening. But I appreciate the letter. I'm not just going to do pages of mind gravy when people can't stop jerking off. It's so fucking stupid. It's like, well, you know, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Savior of man, the Son of God. He died to save mankind. He rose 3 days later. If you require me to say more stuff, it's a spell. Dear Big Bear, I'm 21 Rogan's tall and a white male and from Philly. I'm 25 and was sent away to daycare at 6 months. Ooh. My first memories are not with my mother, but at the preschool. The first time I went to a friend's house, my friend had two blabbers for moms and no father. He is now an open sodomite living in Israel. Right. And I'm sure a lot of them have just spent years debating theology. Well, they're fucking assholes and moving to Israel. All right. The memory of my Baines at his house, well, he grabbled all the toys and wouldn't let me play, and his dyke mother yelled at each other, still haunts me. Yeah, one of the highest mental illness groups in the world are lesbians. They're fucking insane. Putting a child with two lesbians in a home is insane. Two blabblers? Yeah, two Jewish lesbians. And guess who runs the public schools in America? Jewish lesbians. Literally the head of all of curriculum. Want to talk about it? No, I just don't want to be called a name. I just want to whack off to my pornos. You have a feed bag around your dick. I went off to college in the deep south and within 2 weeks got caught with 1 gram of pot and an apple. I was smoking out of... you're like Adam. I was sentenced to 6 months for the gram and 6 months for the apple. Wow. My friend, something outside that something, well, I sat in the back of a police, handcuffed, surrounded by crackheads and a bike thief. I wept like a woman. I was 16 years old, at 166 pounds, 1,000 miles away from home, in a state I didn't understand and my family had never been. A meth head girl looked at me and said, don't cry in there. Life goes on. The first day, a junkie coughed, a bike thief got pissed, the junkie groveled, and 3 minutes beat him savagely. When I heard my mom's voice, I cried again. The bike thieves treated me well and taught me card games. I thought they pitied me and gave me the nickname Loud. That's hilarious. Since it had to be loud, good weed since I was in jail with them. The experience changed me. I began to read and had knowledge with the we are all the same nonsense. I first-hand knowledge that the we are all the same nonsense we learned in school is all bullshit. All bullshit. Do 1 week in jail and then come out and be like, I'm colorblind. I'm Dennis Prager. I went a trip to Eastern Europe in 2015. I was floored by the beauty and felt a deep rev of something when I found out about the migrant invasion. Candidate Trump got me on Twitter. Twitter taught me about Jews. I found you through the Daily Storm and Vox, too, when Vox debated the editor. I was already coming back to Jesus when you introduced me to E. Michael Jones, and I started... Going back to church, you were the kick in the ass I never got from my father.
Your message about the dangers of despair probably saved my life. I've had girls I should have married, and I gave them away so I could get drunk and have one-night stands. Right. I'm so glad you know this. This guy's saved. You see how it works?
Well, so Jesus died for the sinners too.
Yeah, this guy sounds like quite a fucking sinner. He realized it. He admitted it. He repented. It's the whole fucking point. For now, I am battling my demons one at a time and trying to learn about, learn and live like Jesus. Jesus had no regrets, and I don't either. I've done a lot of stupid things and wasted lots of good chances. All that I have done has made me into who I am. I pray for you and thank you for crushing. Peace be upon you, Owen of House Bears. Can I be verified as Loud Bear? Welcome, Loud Bear. You sound amazing, dude. A lot of times those people that have seen the real darkness are some of the best people. Because it's like, they're the ones that really know that it's not rhetoric. It's not nonsense. Thank you, by the way. It's not superstition. It's not theology. It's fucking as real as this piano. Evil is real. No, I didn't just say evil is real. That would put me in prison. Hello, Big Bear. Enclosed is a tip for your piano tip jar. Thank you for playing First Day of My Life. The mashup with Amazing Grace was a joy to listen to. Shopping Bear really enjoyed the duets you and Amy did and said that Amy has such a beautiful voice. Lots of love to you, Amy, Walter, and Charlie. Ticket Bear and Shopping Bear. P.S. We're keeping your family in our prayers and are hoping Amy gets pregnant soon. It's always a blessing when more good people are created in this world. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're trying. We's trying, yo. Loud Bear rules. And that's the thing that people don't understand. If someone, let's say Loud Bear was like, well, I know it's the best in the world. Smoking weed out of apples, crushing pussy, and just playing cards with bike thieves. Let's have a parade celebrating that lifestyle. That isn't Christianity. And no, you're not saved. What's Christianity is saying, oh man, I fucked up again and smoked weed out of an apple. That's fine. I mean, it's not good, but like, you have to acknowledge that there's good and there's evil. There's sin and there's not sin. A lot of people don't get it because they don't understand how many people don't believe sin exists. They think life is nothing but a series of experiences and indulgences. Guys, these are some of the people that run everything in the world. Like, a lot of these people could kill a kid and call it an experience. You voted for them. You watch their TV shows. You spend the money that they print. Weed's not evil. No, but not following the laws, unless it's like something that has to do with taking your children, indoctrinating your kids. If you are part of a community, if you're in an area and they say, don't smoke weed, don't smoke weed. There's plenty of states you can live in where you can smoke weed. You have to be able to respect the laws of your host. If they say drive 65, drive 65. If they want to force your kid to take put a dead virus in them, go ahead and fight that one. But if it's just like, listen, when you're around here, don't smoke weed. Okay. You're objectively stronger without weed. Yeah, but you're objectively stronger without Twinkies. It's like, when you're in a community that has decided that not to smoke weed, follow the rules. Give to Caesar what is his, respect the law. Exactly. And it's not like you can't fucking go to California or Vermont or any of these fag places. I think my septic guy's here. I might have to bail. I'll read this next time. Yeah, I gotta go. I got a truck here. All right, guys. Unauthorized.tv. Become a member. What else? Hugepianist.com/tour. Whenever a ticket opens up, we put it back up on the website. So just keep an eye out. What else? I forgot. Oh, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Get tour t-shirts. Wear them to the show. Actually, it might be a little late for that, but get a tour t-shirt. Get
Survived a Clinton suicide. I should play you guys a little.
Don't drink water with fluoride. Survived a Clinton suicide. Oh God, won't you hear his cock-a-doodle-doo?
All right, guys. If you want to support the stream, because it's not sponsored by Bowen Branch, because I'm not a sellout grabber piece of human shit, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Send me a super chat via P.O. Box. But this week, I may not get to yours. That's just, I'm letting you guys know. Thank you for everything. Hit the Rogans up and comment. I'm just going to leave this one up. I know it was grabbed in the beginning, but you guys' comments are always valuable. And be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And, yeah, much love. Bye.